Exercises 3 and 4. If you're like me, this is what happens when you can't find your umbrella. You first dart around to all the obvious places, closet, front door, kitchen, exclaiming, "Where could I have left it?" As the mystery deepens, you think of other possibilities. In the car? In the bathroom? Someone must have borrowed it. What you do not do, if you're like me, is sit down and ask why, when, and where you last had the umbrella. There is a simple reason why you rush around rather than stop and reconstruct. Thinking is difficult, as it calls not only for recall, but for patient analysis. It means questioning assumptions and considering alternatives. Have you in fact actually used the umbrella since last winter? Did you leave it at the office because it was not raining when you came home? You have to step back for a moment and see possibilities in a wider view. Quite the opposite happens when, instead, you desperately rush about. Your horizons narrow as you focus on immediately finding that umbrella. You lose possession not only of your umbrella, but of your perspective, reacting so obsessively that you become a victim of the situation. In our day-to-day activities, most of our thinking is reactive. It is spurred by immediate needs and demands. It takes things as they are. The problem is to adjust to them, make them workable, acceptable. We adjust as best we can to low incomes, aches and pains, the neighborhood, bad weather, problems in school or at the workplace. Our thinking is practical, expedient, sometimes shrewd, and usually short run. We cope.